We're up to Professor Medbeis, last two lines from the Amud. Tana Rabbana, Shimon Apkoili, Hizdir, Yudches Broches, Lifnei Rabban Gamliel, Ala Seder, B'Yavne. Shimon Apkoili, for some reason, Chazal tells us his profession, Moiche Apkoili. He sold Apkoili, Tzema Geffen, Shekoiri Kitum. He was a cotton dealer, and he was Misader Yudches Broches Lifnei Rabban Gamliel Ala Seder B'Yavne. The Meforshim speak out that the Yudches Broches, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilu, were Misader the Yudches Broches, but it seems Bizman Rabban Gamliel, the Seder became forgotten, which Broches should come one after the other. Shimon Apkoili Hizder, he was Misader again, the Yudches Broches with Nei Rabban Gamliel Ala Seder B'Yavne. Amar Alam Gamliel Chachomim Klum Yesh Odom Sheyodea L'Saken Bilches HaTzedoikim. Seems in the Zman of Rabban Gamliel there was a lot of problems, a lot of tzoras from the Tzedoikim, and so they needed someone who was capable to be misakin a broche keneged the minim. Omad Shmuel Akotn. Shmuel Akotn, that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Yud Aleph, a baskel came out on Shmuel Akotn and says, Roi Shmuel Akotn, shashchine tashra olov, rak hadoir eine zakoi lakach. Shmuel Akotn was a Talmud of Hillel. Others say he was called a cotton. He was smaller than Shmuel Hanovi. That means that's the, but that's the only difference. The Sikna, and he was Misakin, the Brocha of Lamarshinim. Lishona Acheres, the next year, Shokcho, he was davening for the Yomit, and he forgot the Nusach, he forgot the Brocha. Number one, we have to realize, Rav Yenis and Zechayin Lebroche says that this man Chazal, there was no such thing as a Siddur. They held that davening is a halacha of Teirish Shebalpeh, and Teirish Shebalpeh is also Lichtoy, before the Eis Lassis L'Hashem Eferu Teirish Echa, so there was no Siddur. So no Siddur, so they davened by heart. The next year he was davening for the Yomid, Shokcha. So it's a very interesting Rajbe. So the Rajbe asks Akasha, Shokcha, a person davened every day. He was Mesakin Tfilas Falam Al Shinim. And you daven every day, so a year later you forget. So Rajbe blives by a Tzorachim. He doesn't understand how this could have occurred. The Rajbat says two terutzim. One terutz the Rajbat says, that Shmuel HaKotn, a Talmud of Hillel, was the same Adrege like Rab Shimon ben Yochai v'Chaveirov, which was later generations, and it was Teirosei Yimnosei. Itake didn't daven the whole year. Itake didn't daven. He wasn't mavsikli mudei because of Tfilah. That day he was Mesakin Tfilah Islam al-Shinim and finished. Then the whole year he didn't daven. So that's why he was Shokcho. That's one teretz that Rashbatz wants to say. Another teretz, he has a girsa in the Gemara, Yorad v'shokcho. That means when he's davening for the Omid, mipnei emes hatzibur. It seems what exactly brought about the emes hatzibur, I don't know, but the matziv brought about a shikra. V'hishkiv bo shtayim v'sholoi shoyts. Amiradike matziv. He's davening for the Omid, and he's trying to remind himself the Nusach, and he's standing shtayim v'sholei shoyz to try to figure out to remind himself the Nusach. Agavuche, we have to appreciate what the Indian of Tfilah Shemayne Esrei, Rab Chaim Volozhiner, and Nefesh HaChaim brings. We have to realize if the Iker Tfilah, the Yudches Broches, were niskan to the Anshei Hekdes Zagdoyle, who were Nevi'im, and this tefillah was to Shmuel HaKotn, Sheroi Shetash Reshchina Olov. There are Meiradike Kavonis in Inyonim, that each tefillah it coincides with each day that there's not one tefillah that is similar to the tefillah of yesterday. The tikkunim, when the misaknei ha-tefillah were misaken the tefillahs, they saw that each tefillah that will be said each day is a certain tikkun what that day needs. Ad bi'yis goyel. That's how they were misaken the tefillah. It wasn't stamazoi a nusach. There was meiridiki kabonis and inyonim in the tefillahs. So now there was a predicament. The hishkiv bo shtayim v'sholei, he's standing for the omit, and it seems the problem is, according to the Rashbats, the Ritva asks the kasha, so why didn't someone else come and tell him the nusach? No, according to the first teretz of the Rashbats, it was terosahim nusach. He didn't daven the whole year. So he forgot. But al kaponim, the mistama in the oilam, they were davening now. Mistama, there were people who davened the whole year. There was no one that could remind him. The Ritva asked the kasha. The Ritva says that if Shmuel HaKotan couldn't remember, no one else could also remember. But the shaila is, how did this come about? Abba Bekitzel, that was the matzav. Shmuel HaKotan is standing before the Omid, and he's racking his brains to think of the nusach. Shtayim v'sholei shoyz. I saw the Sivsei Chachomim asks a shaila. There's a problem over here. If l'chayre was shor kedei ligmer es kuloi, that means l'chayre this should have been a hefsik in the Shemayne Esrei. Now this kashe comes with a hagdome. There's a big machlokes arishonim when the halacha of shor kedei ligmer es kuloi applies. La halacha the kashe v'achstamer is not a kashe, because we paskin the whole halacha of shor kedei ligmer es kuloi is only when a person was not davening, because at that time he was unable to daven. It was gufa yeini roi l'spalo, so he when it was a mokim sheini roi l'spalo, so then he was mufka for mitzvah tefillah, so that it creates a hefsek in the Shemayne Esrei. Here he was able to daven, and he was trying to daven. So according to l'halacha, d'achsamir, the kasha is not a kasha. But the Shitas Harif for Harambam is that the halacha by Shemayne Esrei, even if he was roi to daven, since one is not permitted to be mavsik in Shemayne Esrei, so by Shemayne Esrei there's a din shor kedei ligmer es kulo, is a hefsik even though he was roi to daven. A hefsik in Shemayne Esrei, if the hefsik is long enough, is as long as the whole, is longer than the whole Shemayne Esrei, It is mafsik v'shemayne esrei. So that the Sifsei Chachamim brings down this kasha. I saw Rabbi Yonis and Zecheinu Bracha wants to say that since this was a hefsik l'tzorech tefillah, that means the whole hefsik was to figure out how to daven. That's called perhaps the same inyan is, they bring that, by the kahanim. There's your koire and the oine. So you say the yishmerecho and me find ton zingen. What zingt men da? The lechoire, there shouldn't be a hefsik between the kri of the shatz and the knee of the kahanim. Good, they want the Yisraelim to say the rabbeinu shloilem, but that's a shter in the mitzvah. The inyan of singing is not as an inyan to sing by duchanim. The inyan of singing is we want to make that the oilem should be able to say the rabbeinu shloilem. But leidach gisa, there shouldn't be a hefsik, so the singing is the haschole from the v'yishmerecho. So al koponim, so that's part of the amire, it's the hascholas amire. It's not called a hefsik. The goyim says, the nigunim bayomim noiroim, how did these nigunim come about? Because he says, there were meiridike kavonis, what they, for those who knew how to daven, there were meiridike kavonis, so, they couldn't, with kavonis alone, so they sang a nigun. The nigun was perhaps moire de kavonis, but b'shas the nigun that was the oifen amire, could very well be, Shmuel HaKotan teichet gesungen a nigun down these 2 hours. But kaponim it wasn't a hefsik. The loy helu, and they did not chapel with him, they did not tell him to leave the omid, They didn't tell him to leave the Omer. So the Gemara says, Amai lehelu. Why didn't they tell him to leave? Va'omar Rav Yehuda Amarav, the halach is as follows. Toro b'chol habroches kulon, ein malin oisoy. A shatz makes a toast in any of the yudches broches, ein malin oisoy. We'll see what a malin oisoy means in a minute. But you're not misalikim. Birches HaTzedoikim, but if a shatz makes a tois, Birches HaTzedoikim, malin oisoy. Then you misalikim. Chayshinon shemo minhu. This is a reyese. If in the Birches LaMarshinim he doesn't say it, so that's it's a very nice klola of LaMarshinim. He's v'chol aminim kerege yevedu. So we're afraid the reason he's not saying it because he's amin. So malin oisoy. The exact translation of malin oisoy is a machlokes the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yoine. The Rambam, we paskin like the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, that Tor b'chol abroches kulon ein malin oisoy means as follows. That you give him time. And the Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam says a time limit. You give him an hour. If a shatz is in the middle of davening a broche, and he gets stuck, he gets mevuvu, we give him an hour to get back to his senses. An hour. That's by all broches. Ein malin oisoy. Bebirches hatzedoikim, if it doesn't go right away, you take him, you misalik him right away. You don't give him any time whatsoever. All of a sudden, by Birchas HaTzedoikim, it doesn't go, you misalik him. That's how the Rambam learns Pshat. But according to the Rambam, it's only Echshash, but we take him away now. Now he shouldn't be a Baal Tzvila. Tomorrow, we'll give him another chance. The Rabbeinu Yoina learns Pshat, the Malin Oisai means we misalik him for a Shatz, period. That's the end of his career. He'll never be called up on again to be a Baal Tzvila. We have a chshad that this person is amin. Is amin, we don't want, amin is not permitted to be about tefillah. Gabuch and the Mishtabru brings down this halacha from the Yeshuas Yaakov. All these halachas are, maybe he's amin. But if we know he's amin, is he not allowed to be about tefillah? Al koponim, so the shaila is, why did they let Shmuel HaKotan stay there? If he's not saying birchas lamalshinim, So that's a raya he's a min, so he should be misalikim. So the Gemara says, Shiny Shmuel HaKotan, the Iyu Tikva. Shmuel HaKotan, he was the one that was misakin the brachi, kineged the minim. We don't have to be afraid that Shmuel HaKotan is a min. So the Gemara says, V'neichish dil mahodabay. Last year, he was from, talking about Shmuel HaKotan. The Rabaskal came out, Rosh Chinesh Etashrol. That was last year. Last year he was a tzaddik. Last year he was Mesaked Abroche, that's Oymed for Klal Yisrael, Deire Deires. But now we have a Shtikol Reis, and now it's a Gaitnish. The Nechish Dil Mahodabe. Omar Abaye, Gmiri Tover Lahavabish. A tzaddik should become a Rosh, such a Shinui should happen. It can't be. So the Gemara says, V'loi? V'haksibu b'shuv tzadik mitzit kosoi v'osa over. There's such a thing. A tzadik could change. He's flexible. A person is a hoylech. V'osa over. A tzadik can become ois tzadik and v'osa over. So the Gemara says, no, ahu roshe mikore. This person was once a roshe, and then he became a tzadik, so he could become tzarik a roshe. Avot tzadik meikoro loy. But that's what Abaye holds. A tzadik meikoro, if he was a geboren tzadik, has to say, he always was a tzadik, so he won't become a rosh. So the Gemara says, v'loy. For snan we learned, al tamin ba'atzmecho ad yoy moischo. A person should never rely on himself ad yoy moischo. Agavuche, the Rabbeinu Bechai in Ovis says on this Mishnah, why shouldn't a person rely on himself? Because he should know there's someone else involved. Shekoz man sha'ato bechayim, yetzer hora oirev lecho lachtiyacha. You're not alone. There's a yetzer hora that's fighting. Ve'ein lecha oyev kamayu. And there's no such enemy as the Yetzer Hara. Then he explains, by all enemies, if there was a fight and he lost once, twice, three times, so the enemy gives up. He won't come back. But the Yetzer Hara, even though he lost 100 times, he never gives up. He's there again, waiting for the next chance. And the Chassid Yaivet says, another lomdus, he says, the Chazal tell us, Yitzchay shel Adam misgaber u'mischadish b'chol yoyim. So a person should never say a chazokia. We had a fight yesterday and I won. That's the yesterday's Yetzirah. Today he's misgaber taponim chadoshis b'olukan. So there's no such inyan as chazokia to rely that since yesterday the milchoma was went good, I can rely that today also the milchoma is good. There's a milchoma tamidi. So since there's a milchoma tamidi, so atamin ba'atzmacho, one can never rely on himself. And the Zarayah, Shrei Yoichanin Koyin Godel, imagine, Yoichanin Koyin Godel, Shimesh b'kohuna g'doylo, Shmoinim Shana, he went into the Kodesh Kodoshim Yom HaKippurim. Who could imagine the Giluyim, what he was zeiche to see for 80 years? That even a Malach is not roi to go into the Kodesh Kodoshim. Ulebesayv nasa tzedoiki. So you see, like that happens by the best of people. So what right do they have to let Shmuel HaKotan continue davening? We have a reyesa. He's not saying birchas lamalshinim. Omar Abaye, no. I'm back. What I said before is true. Atzadi gemiri tove loy have bisha. If a person was good in the beginning, he won't change. Ah, yoichanin koyin godl. Omar Abaye, hu yanai, hu yoichanin. This Yoichanin was Yanai also. So Memele, so yeah, he was a Rosh Meikore. Later he went to the Kodesh Kadoshim. Agavulche, we should know who this Yoichanin Kohen Gadol was. The Goyim tells us a little about history. The Mei Matisyol ben Yoichanin Kohen Gadol, there was a Yoichanin Kohen Gadol that we're not speaking about him. He was a Tzadik Gomer. He had a son, Matisyo, also Tzadik Gomer. Matisyo had a son, Shimon, also Tzadik Gomer. Shimon had a son, Yoichanan, and Yoichanan had a son, Yanai. Now this Yanai was Ichanar a Tzadik Gomer, that's for sure. The son of the second Yoichanan. And the debate is about his father, Yoichanan, he was also a Yanai, like his son, Yanai. That's the Shiloh over here. So Abaye says, "Hu Yanai, hu Yoichanan." This Yoichanan was also a Yanai. So Memele, so he wasn't a tzaddik meikore. Rava Omar, no. Yanai lechud, the Yoichanan lechud. Yanai was taki Yanai, and Yanai was Yanitzatzke. Yanai killed out Kol Chachmei Yisrael. Yanai Amela, the Yoichanan lechud. Yanai Rosh meikore, the Yoichanan tzaddik meikore. Yoichanan the son of Shimon was a tzaddik mekor. And this Yoichanan was shimish bekuna gedoyla 80 years, and he ended up at tzaddik. So hanichel Abaye still holds his shita, that gemiri, that a tove will not become a bisha. He won't become, if a person is good, he started off good, to hear such a sadis, he'll remain good. That's according to Abaye, elo rove kashe. So we're back to our kasha. Why were they not misalik Shmuel HaKotan from the Yomid? Amalach Rove, Tzadik Mikore Namidun Mahodabai. A Tzadik Mikore also can change. There's no guarantee. Ihochi Amai Lo Yasku. So if that is the case, so why weren't they misalik him from the Yomid? Shani Shmuel HaKotan Be'aschul Bo. When are you misalik someone from the Yomid when he didn't at all want to say the start the bracha? So we see there's something fishy that he's scared to say the bracha because it's a klal, he's mekalo the minim. But Shmuel HaKotan started Lamal Shinim, and he got problems in the middle of Lamal Shinim. So therefore, there's no chash shema nizraka by minus. So Memela, that's why they were patient and they waited till he reminded himself of Musa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Bitaymer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Loishonu Ela Shaloi Hischelbo, Avol Hischelbo Goimro. If he started the bracha, then he's Goimer the bracha already. Rashi, Biyavne Tiknu Alachas Man Merube, Vihishkif Choshav Lisker Oiso. He was thinking to remind himself of the Nusach, Loshin Soiche, Kidem Etageminin, Vayashkeif, Istachi. Roshe Meikoroi, if in the beginning he was a Roshe, Vishov Merishosoi, Pomim Shechoizel V'Nasa Roshe. Hu Yanai Sheshaninu Bikidushin Shehorag Chachme Yisrael. Yanai Roshe Meikoroi V'Nasa Tzadik V'Chozel Rishosoi. Aschel Bo, but the Gemara says if he had already started, Hischel Lo'imro V'Tor Bem Tzaiso, then, Leishon Odom Ravida Ma'ale Noisoi, that's Davke, if Lai Hischelba. But a Hischelba is then is Ein Ma'ale Noisoi. Hani Sheva de Shabbato Keneged Mi. We said Cheshbonis, what the Cheshbon is of 18 Broches of Shemayna Esrei. The Cheshbon with the 19th Broche. What is the Cheshbon of 7 Broches? Omar Rav Chalafte ben Shol Keneged Shiva Koile Sha'omar David Al Hamayim. So there's 7 Koiles, and that's the Shemineser Shol Shabbos is Mechuvin Keneged these 7 Koiles. Hani Teisha D'Rei Sheshone Keneged Mi Omar Rav Yitzrok D'Min Kal Tignin Keneged Tisha Az Koreis Sha'omra Chana B'Tfilosa. The 9 Askoris, which are mentioned in the Tfilas Chana, the Omar Mar, so how does Chana come into Rosh Hashanah? The Omar Mar, the Rosh Hashanah, Nivkido, Tore, Rochu, Vechana. That the Pgide, that means that Chana was Nisaber Rosh Hashanah, is. So even though the tefillah was said later, but since we see that Chana had a gevaldik Yeshua Reish Hashanah, so the tefillah that Chana said later is said, or kaponim the minyan as koris that Chana said later is said on the yom that she had a gevaldik Yeshua, because Reish Hashanah nifkido Chana. Esrim va'arbe de tanisa keneged mi. What is the cheshbon by Tanesim, there was a nusach of 24 brachas, ben goyel l'roife, there were meisiv brachas, and altogether there were 24 brachas. Omar Rav Chelboi keneged chov dal drenonoi sh'omar shloime b'sho shehichnis oren lebeis kotshe hakadosh. He said 24 renonis, 24 bakoshes, is therefore, b'yoyim atainis, we also say 24 bakosh. Yohi kol yoyme naminem rinu. Why were we boicher davkit should be said the yoyma taine? So the Gemara said, Amos om rinu shloime biyoyme derachme. Shloime said he's 24 lashoines in a day that he needed rachmen. Ananami biyoyme derachme omrilu. We also will say these bakoshes, 24 bakoshes in a day when we need rachmen, and that's a yoyma taine. Rashi, Shiva Koilois, Bemizmer Koil Hashem Alamoyim, Shomro Chano, Beparshis Olat Libi, Chovdal Drenonis, Beparshis Vayamet Shloime, Rino, Tfilo, Trino, Kuloin, Chovdal Ike, altogether there are 24 Lashonis. Biyoimo de Rachme, these were said in a day that he needed Rachme, Shehutrach Levakish Rachme, Shedovku Shaorim Zebo Ze, the Sha'orim were attached one to the other, Lehoyu Menichim Lahachnis Orim Lebeis Kochi Akadoshim. the Orim was unable to enter the Kodesh Kadosh to the Mrinim B'moyed Kotten, and Memele, so he said, Chof Dalad Renonais, and so therefore, B'yayim D'Rachmi, we also say, Chof Dalad Brochet. Now, we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, that one shouldn't say Yud Ches Brochis, one should say Me'ein Yud Ches. Mai Me'ein Shemayne Esrei, what is this condensation of Shemayne Esrei? How is it condensated? Rab Omar Me'ein Kol Broche U'Broche. Each Broche is shortened. So Rashi says Me'ein Kol Broche, Omer Bekoitzer, Umevorech al kol achas va'achas. For example, ata chayne lodom madas, boch at Hashem chayne nador. So each broche is shortened. That's how Rab learned that it's chat me'ein kol broche broche. Ushmuel omar, no, you say shalosh rishaynitz ketikunam, you say shalosh achroynitz ketikunam, and the emtsois, the Yud Aleph Emtsois, the Yud Aleph Emtsois, these are said, the Beis Emtsois, these are said with this Nusach. There's not a broche on each one, there's one big broche to be koila the Birchas Emtsois. Havineinu Hashem Olekeinu Lodas Drochecho. This is Mechuvin Kineged Birchas Atochayne Lodom Das. Umoil eslevoveinu liyirosecho. This is mechuvim kineged hashiveinu. I was just trying to figure out lechayre what connection is this with hashiveinu. In the birchas hashiveinu, there are three inyanim which are mentioned. Hashiveinu avinu liseirosecho. There's a bakoshe for teire. It seems without Torah one can't think of tshuva. So first we ask to go for Torah. V'kolveinu malkeinu l'avodosecho. So the Avodrom says two pshatim. This goes on, let's say the second pshat, has the kash al kaponim, it goes on tefillah. V'achzireinu b'shuva shleimu l'fanecha goes on tshuva. After the agdome of Torah and tefillah, then one can be zeichet to tshuva. And here we have something, umoil eslevoveinu liyirosecho. Here we're speaking about yireh. So, it's a very nice inyan, but how is this mechuvin to the broche of hashiveinu? The only way I could understand this is, according to the first pshat, Rav Avodrom says another pshat. Rav Avodrom says, v'kolveinu malkeinu l'avodosecho, goes on Avodas HaMitzvahs. The Kavein is not going on Tefillah, it's going on Avodas HaMitzvahs. Shechayiv Odom Lavoid Oysoi Ka'avodim. It's going on Mitzvahs. The Rabbi Nigoyim in Shari Tshuva says, Yiras Hashem Yisoid HaMitzvahs. That the whole foundation of Mitzvahs only one can build after this Yiras Hashem. That is the Yisoid of all Mitzvahs. Umoil eslevoveinu, the Chaim HaKodesh says, umaltam es olas levavcham, he says, olas aleivu avas horesha, sheliboi shel odom mechamdosoi. So we're asking that the leiv should be mukhshar to yire shamayim, and could be that is the oifen of kiruv to avdes Hashem, if you learn avodasecho is avodas hamitzvahs, the Yisoid Kol HaMitzvahs is Yiras Shamayim, so then I understand the connection. According to the second shot of the Avodrom, that it goes on Tefillah, I really don't understand why they were boicher this. They should be Mechuvin Keneged Birchas Hashiveinu. V'sislach Lonu is Mechuvin Keneged Slach Lonu. Liya is Geulim is Keneged Goel Yisrael. V'rachakeinu mimachoyveinu. This is keneged refoeinu. We should be, from all our pains, we should be far away from them. V'dashneinu b'noyis arzecho is connected by Mavoyach Hashonim, a Shefa of Panosa. Nefutzeisenu me'alba tekabeitz. That's mekabeitz nitchai. Vahatoyim al daitcho yishpoitu. Now there's a very interesting what this means and how this is mechuvan keneged Hashiva Sheftenu. Let us see what Rashi says. Havineinu ve'enei mevorech elo shemei atfila. V'chol ha'broche shebein sholish rishoynis l'sholish achroynis. That means there are three brachas in the beginning, three brachas at the end, and one more brache, which is koilu, all the brachas and tzoyis. Havineinu keneged atachoynein. Umeilu slovenu keneged ashivenu. V'sloyach lonu keneged slach lonu. V'yesh gulim keneged gula v'chein kulam. B'nois ha'artzecha loshen novik k'may b'nois deshe yabitzeini u'k'neged birchas ha'shonim. V'atoyim al daitcho. So Rashi has two pshat. V'atoyim al daitcho ho'oivrim al devorecho. Those who are oiver on the dvar Hashem yishpoitu. Hashem should mishpat them. K'neged Tzedakah u'mishpat. Rabbi Yonah says also such a pshat. Oysam shehem toyim al daitcho. No, oysam shehem toyim. Those who are toyim al daitcho yishpoitu. Loy al pi mazolom. Not that if they had their mazel is that things should go good with them. They shouldn't continue. They should be zeichet to Amidas HaMishpot, they should be Nena. That's one pshat. Yishpoitu keneged tzedako mishpot. So it seems that the bracha speaks about mishpot oichet. So since the bracha speaks about mishpot, so we're putting into the bracha, hatoyim al daitcho yishpoitu. Loshin acher, vahatoyim b'mishpot, those who do not know the correct oifen of mishpat, so they should be shown the correct oifen of mishpat. Hashivim lelamdam lishpat kidvarecho, v'chein iker nireli, v'chein balochis gedoilus. This is a greater connection to Hashiva Sheftenu, that fakir, that at the present time, we do not have the competent shayftim and yoyatzim, so we do not know the correct mishpat, so therefore we're asking that the Rabbeinu Shloilom should show us the oifen ha-mishpat. Rabbeinu Yonah has a very interesting pshat in this nekude, v'hatoyim, those people who are making a mistake, sha'oimrim, Shahakodish Bohu Ozavoisam. They say the Rabbeinu Shloilom left us. Ve'einoi mashgiach bom. Yirotzoin sheyishpetu bedaitcho. In the das of the Rabbeinu Shloilom ashehi hachemlo vahachanino. That means those who find themselves in difficult matzovim. And they're coming to conclusions that the Rabbeinu Shloilom is an achzor. Show them your emissary das. He says, that is what we say in the broche, v'yosor mimenu hayogayim v'hanocha. That means when we'll see the das amiti, the rotzen amiti of the Rabbeinu Shloilom, so all these mistakes will dissolve. That is al kaponim keneged the broche of Hashiva Sheftenu. V'al harishoyim tonif yodecho. V'yismuchu tzadikim bebinyan irecho uvetikun heicholecho. The Goyin says pshat in the Shini Haloshin that there will be two inyonim. There will not be a binyan heicholoi because Rashi in Sukkah says that the heichol is bonny already. The Gemara says Shema b'mheira yebona hamigdosh. Maybe the Gemara says lagabi the We're afraid by the Isser of Chodosh, Shema b'mheiri yibona hamikdosh, and they'll make a mistake of last year and this year. That's the Bemheira Yibon Amigdosh. So Rashi asks, the Binyan Amigdosh is not Doiche Yontif. So Rashi says the Beis Amigdosh is already Boni Milamailo. So therefore, the Goyin says, that's what we say Pshat over here. Bebinyan Irecho. The ear, and could be the ear includes the Azoris also. This will be built. Ubesikon Heichol Echo. The Heichol is built already. You just have to be Mesak in it when it'll come down. Ubetzmichas Keren Ludovid Avdecha. Vrichas Nele Ven Yishem Mishichecho. Terem Nikra Atosane. Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei Atfilo. So this is the broche of, this is the me'ein yud ches that Shmuel says. Layit alo Abaye aman de matzli avineinu. Abaye was mekalol, a person who used this way out. So Rashi says, Layit alo Abaye, v'fisha medalek ha-broches, v'koilolon be-broche achas, azah nusach to be mekatzer in the broches. Abaye wasn't sufficient for someone to say such a nusach. Let us see Tosfos. Layet alo Abaye aman de matzli havineinu. Lochi kaimalon. And the loch is like this. Yesh svorim de masik. But others say, when was Abaye layet? Hani mili bemosof. A person is in the city. And he's not afraid that Shema Yafsikenu Oivrei Drochem. So Memele, so then he should say the whole Nusach. Avo Bederech Shori Kedemashvi B'Mechilten Gabi Rab Yosi, when he met Eliyahu HaNovin, and Eliyahu at a time he should not go into Achuva to be Mispalo, he should be Mispalo Baderech, and Shema Yafsikenu Oivrei Drochem, he should say Atzilek Tzora, which is Havinein. And that's how we paskin lahaloche, that if there's a chash of Shema Yafsikenu Oivrei Drochem, or the Magen Avraham says a very interesting seal, that means if it's right before the end of this man tefillah and he does not have time to say Yutches Broches, he should say Havineinu, Chaparayin this man tefillah. That's what the Magen Avraham says. That's called a Shas Hadchak, and then we don't have the Layit Alo Abayit. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Kol Ashone Kulo Mispalel Odom Havineinu. Tfilas Havineinu can be said the whole year. Chut mi Meitzoi Shabbos um Meitzoi Yomim Tovim. Meitzoi Shabbos um Meitzoi Yom Tov, this Nusach is not acceptable. Why? Mipnei Shetzorich Loimer Havdole B'choinein Adoa. Because you have to be masker avdol and chaynin ados is memele, so therefore you have to say birchas chaynin ados. You have only two words: have neinu Hashem alekecho, alekeinu ladaster ochecho. So you can't say there's nothing but there's nothing but where to put avdol. Maskif lo rabbe bar Shmuel, what's the problem? V'nemra broche revis v'vnei atzma. Let's say another broche. Let's add another broche. Meitzoi Shabbos, let another broche in Avineinu. V'nemra broche revis, let's make it v'vnei atzma. Milo isnan rabbe kiva oimra broche revis v'vnei atzma. So let's make a different broche. Rabbe lezer oimra baido. So the Gemara says, "Otu kol hashana kula miyavdinin ki Rabbi Kiva dahashta nami navit." To make another broche, how can you make another broche if a whole year we would pass on like Rabbi Kiva? So then you're right. So we could say another broche, special for Havdolah. But a whole year we don't make another broche. Kol hashana kula mayi taima la yavdinin ki Rabbi Kiva tam nesori tikun tishri loisikun. Because the tikkun was Yutres Broches, not Yutes Broches. So Chanami Sheva Tikkun Tamni Loi Tikkun. So now we also can't make a new broches to say Havineinu plus Atoch and Anton. Maskif lo Mazutro v'nichlulcho michlal. Let's put it into the Havineinu. Don't make a new broches. Put it into Havineinu. Let us say Havineinu Hashem Alekeinu. Hamavdul ben kodesh lecha. Oh, so a kashe. So this is a kashe. Sakasha and Shmuel. The Rishonim say, we mentioned that he once before, whenever the Gemara says Kasha, that means it's not abgefragt. It's a Kasha. But we can answer this Kasha. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Goyim brings down that this would be very misleading, because all the words in this Birchas Havineinu are miyuchet for a different bracha. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu Lodas Derochecha is one bracha. If you're going to put into this Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choil, so that would seem that there's such a thing as Birchas Hamavdil, so you're creating another bracha, because the whole Havineinu is a combination of the brachas and tzoyis. And if you put Amavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choilin, it would seem that this is a bracha b'fnei atzma. And since this is not true, so therefore we don't have an etzer what to do with this Havineinu. That's how the Rabbeinu Yonah parenthes Shmuel. Rashi. Layit alo abayif yishevdal kabochis v'kelom b'bochachas. Kol ha-shonem miyevdinin kirabekive. Klayma. She'onu mispalolim yudche shleimois. When we daven yudche shleimois, miyevdinin kirabekive, layma broche revis b'fnei atzmo, that to say that we make another broche, v'hashik shemispalolim avineinu navid kevosei. Sheva tikon. There's only seven broche. Sholish rishonis, v'sholish achonis, v'avineinu. So memele, the nichlo lahavadola, michlau besoich avineinu, kiderer shu koilo bechoinen hadoas, the yoima, avineinu Hashem alekeinu, hamavdu ben koidish lochoil, lodas terochecho. So the Rishash wants to say that Rashi wants to explain why the Gemara was not nochis to the teretz of the Rabbeinu Yoina. So Rashi explains what the Gemara's kasha was. You should put nich lechla b'seich avinin keder shekoyla b'chayne nadas v'yoyma havineinu Hashem olok. So the bracha is havineinu Hashem olokeinu l'das t'rochecho. That is keneged, that is mechuvin keneged chayne nadas. And in the middle you say havineinu Hashem olokeinu amavlu ben kodesh chayne l'das t'rochecho. So since we know Havineinu L'Das T'Rochecha is Mechubi Keneged one Broche, so therefore the Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choil will not be Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choil will not be mistaken as a Broche B'Fnei Atzmo. Kash. Person has a Koyach of concentration by the beginning of Havineinu. By the end of Avineinu, he also has a koyach of concentration. The only problem is the middle. In the middle, he might get stuck. So that was the kasha. By Shemei Atzila, let's put in the same talamoto. And that will be, so we'll be able to say it be Moisak Shom. We'll be able to say Avineinu be Moisak Shom. So the Gemara answers Torah to be koyveya, the same talamoto, the bircha Shemei Atzila, that is not an eight. The halach is that Shein Talamoto belongs in Birchas Hashonim. If he forgot, so one can still chaparayin the bakosha of the Shein Talamoto in Shemei Atzila. But lechatchila, to be misakin, that the Shein Talamoto should always be, the whole Yemei Sakshomim, it should always be in Havineinu, that Chazal did not want to do. Gufe, Omar Rab Tamchen, Omar Rab As. Tov loy hiskir gvuras kishomim betriyas hameisen. If a person made a mistake, he did not say mashi v'ruach ha-meir le-groshim betriyas hameisen. Starts from Atagiba. Marzirin oisot. He has to daven over again. Shaila bebirchas ha-shonim. If he did not say the same talamot of vocha, ein marzirin oisot. Because he can say it b'shemei atzila. V'havdole b'choinin hados ein marziren oisem neishe yochol lo'oimro alakoy. But by Atzach and Antonu there's no din chazore, because if he doesn't say it in Shemay Nesre, it can be as an opportunity to say it alakoy. Agavuch, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, a very interesting halacha. What if a person does not have wine, Moitzoi Shabbos, and he knows the whole Sunday he also won't have wine? He might get wine Moitzoi Sunday, but Sunday he also doesn't have wine. So there, since he cannot make Avdolah ala Kais, the day after the first day of Choyl, which is after Shabbos, that means from Moitzoi Shabbos, in the whole Yom Rishon, he cannot make Avdolah ala Kais. There the halacha is, if he forgot to say Asach in Antona, he davens over Shemayna Esrei. The halacha is derived from the Rabbeinu Yoyne. And there the Mishnah Brura brings down what happened if he forgot to say Asach in Antona. He knows he doesn't have a kois. So then, if he reminds himself, he should say it by Shemaya Tfilah. Normally, since there's an Eitzah to say the complete Abdullah ala kois, he should not say it by Shemaya Tfilah. Because in Atach and Antonu is not only Bakoshes, there's more in Yonim in Atach and Antonu. So it doesn't fit in too well in Shemaya Tfilah. But if Lemaise, the Shaila is to daven over again, or to say it in Shemaya Tfilah, if he does not have a kois, then he says it in Shemaya Tfilah. Yeah. Al Kalponim, Tisha B'Av is brought down that the Pakel Tatsakasha that they ask, Tisha B'Av, even though you say it Moitzoi, the Moitzoi Yom Rishon, there's also no din of Machzir and Oisoi, because it seems that that's the Zman. The Zman of Havdolah is the Zman of Havdolah starts Moitzoi Yom Rishon. Al Kaponim, we have a memory from Rav Tamchum that makes a chilek between Buris Kshomim, Mashi Beruach, and the same Talamoto, Meisve. Tov Oloi Hiskir Gvuris Kshomim Betriyas HaMeisim, Marzire Meisve. Shaila Bebirchas HaShonim, Marzire Meisve. So here we learn that by, if he did not say the same Talamoto, it's also Marzire Meisve. Avdolah b'chaynin hadohas ein machziren ois neshiyoch aloim ra'al akos. Al koponim we have here astira and Rav Tamchum. Rav Tamchum said that by the same talamota ein machziren ois neshiyoch aloim ra'bishaymei atfilim. And here it says, if you forgot to say the same talamota is machziren ois. So the kashe and Rav Tamchum. Loi kashe. So the Gemara says it's no kashe. Ha bi yochid, ha bi tzibur. That what the Baraisa says, that if he was not maskir the same talumoto, marzir noisoi, that's speaking about a yochid. A yochid who will not be able to hear chazoras hashatz. So, marzir noisoi. Rav Tamchum is speaking about Betzibur. Betzibur reistis, so if he forgot to say the same Talamoto, he has an Eitzah. He'll listen to the shots from the beginning to the end. So therefore, it's a machzir anoyz. So the Gemara asks, Betzibur my time aloy. Why is there a loche Betzibur? He's not a machzir anoyta, mishum deshama mishir tzibur, because he has the alternative, he can hear it from the shot. Ihochi, haim ibnei sheyoch aloim rabbi shemei atfila, nei she shemei mishlir tzibur miboyle. How could you say such a teretz? Rav Tamchum says the reason ain machzir anoyta, because he can say it in shemei atfila. You're telling me there's no such thing he can say it in shemei atfila. It's talking about the tzibur, so he can hear it from the shot. What kind of a teretz was this? Is it like the teretz l'chayre had nish kind hands and nish kind feet? What did the Talmud think to say? The Gemara falls off this teretz. Is a meiridik in Malay Harayim. The Malay Harayim says pshat in the Talmud. He says as follows. Later we'll have a Tosfos that what one can be yoytze by listening from the shot, he can be yoytze. That's dafke if he missed a chelik of Shemayna Esrei. Missed a bakosha, So then one could be yaitzeh from the shatri. He davened and he forgot something, he could be yaitzeh from the shatri. But if he forgot a whole broche, if he forgot a complete broche, then he cannot be yaitzeh with the shatri. Oh, there's one more problem I forgot to add. One problem is, if the Eitzah is because he can be Eitzah from the Shat, so why by Gvuras Hashem, Gishamim is Machzir an Eitzah. Kartamchen said, Halach as follows. Gvuras Gishamim, Machzir an Eitzah. Talamotzer, Ein Machzir an Eitzah. What's the reason? Because he can hear from the Shat. If he can hear from the Shat, so what's the difference between Gvuras Gishamim and Talamotzer? That's Kasha Aleph. The Kasha Beis is what the Gemara asks. If the reason is because he can hear from the Shat, So why didn't he say that? He says, Nesh Yachalayim Rabbi Shemei Atfilah. So the Mleirayim says as follows. The Tosis says later that if one missed a complete broche, so one cannot be Yaitzeh from the Shat. So he says, I Bezoi is Meiredit. So he says, if he didn't say Mashi Baruch HaMeired HaGoshim, and that's the Nusach HaBroche, the Kol HaMashanim at Beish HaTov HaChachamim, so he's missing the broche. And Kol Sholosh Rishonis Kebrocha Achas. So there he's missing the Brocha. So there's no Eitzah from the Shat. What is Yaitzah with the Shat? He didn't say the first three Brochas. The Shat cannot be mighty him with the first three Brochas. He missed the Brocha, the Shat can be mighty. What is the same Talamotah? Is the same Talamotah also Amadbei and Birchas Boruch Aleinu? Or the name, it's a bakoshe that does there's no shaykhis with Baruch Aleinu, but they stuck it into Baruch Aleinu. So what the proof of the pudding is, if we can say it in another place also. If it would be a madbeya of Baruch Aleinu has to come with a same talamot of Livrocha, so what's that he could say it in Shemei Atzvila? But they said the Brocha was said wrong. So you see that the same talamot of Livrocha is not the madbeya of Birchas Baruch Aleinu. Baruch Aleinu is Baruch Aleinu. They stuck in the bakosha of the same talamot in Baruch Aleinu. If he didn't say it in Baruch Aleinu, he'll say it in Shemak Aleinu. So what is he missing? He's not missing a broche, he's missing a bakosha. A bakosha is missing. Oh, that he can be yaitzah with the shot. So the Talmud was a moire de kelamdin. He told them, takert, everything stimmed. But the Gemara says, Ike chosam in asayv. He didn't say the thing. Mideshe yochaloim rabbi shemei atfile. Is that why he could be yaitzah with the shat? But he did not say he could be yaitzah with the shat. The lamdas he said, he took care of all the shverikaiten. But the Ike is chosam in asayv. So therefore the Gemara did not like this teret. But the Talmud knew ganz fine how to learn. Al koponim, we have here a problem. Rav Tamchin Omar Ravasi said that if he made a mistake, Shaila bebirchas Hashanim ein machzir enoisim neisha yochel lo imra b'shemei atfile. That's what Rav Tamchin said. And here in the Bereis it says that machzir enoisai. If he did not mention the Saint Alamoto, machzir enoisai. The Gemara answers as follows. Ala'idi v'idi b'yachid v'loy kash. Ha de'itke koydim shemei atfile. Rav Tamchin is speaking about if he had reminded himself before shemei atfile, so memeles ein machzir enoisa. He has an alternative. He could say the same talamata, shemei atfile. Ha de'itke basar shemei atfile. But if he reminded himself after shemei atfile, So he did not say it in Shemei Atfila also. Then there's a din of Machzir in Oisai. Then he has to go back. Where you go back, that's the whole tumult. You go back to Shemak Hilenu, or you go back to Boruch Aleinu. Let us see Taisis. Minei sheyocha lo'imra b'Shemei Atfila. You can say the same Talamotar in Shemei Atfila. Kida Omar shoyel Adam tzrochov b'Shemei Atfila. A person can be mevakish on his necessities in Shemei Atzvila. Vedavke tzrochot. Things that he needs, his necessities. Kigoyim, sheyesh loy choyle b'seich b'esoy, oishetzor sodeyu mayim, duhum mei ein tzvila. V'chein shayla. Shayla is also abakosha on tzrocha v'sein talumoto livrocha. Aval haskore v'havdole v'shar shvochim, But to stick in Masi Baruach Moirid Agoshen, or to stick in the Indian of Abdullah Atach and Antonu, Vishal Shvachim, also, She'enei Me'en She'mei Atvila. That is, there's no connection, there's not a Tvila, there's not a Bakosha, so therefore one cannot say it, so therefore it's Chayzul Roy. Vinire, She'kol Ho'oimel Baruch Ata Hashem She'mei Atvila, Acher Shesayim Divrei Tachnune Meyushit. If a person, we just said that in She'mei Atvila, all Bakoshas fall in. So Taisva says, what will be if a person will say after Tachnun, it's Bakoshes, he'll say, Boruch Ata Hashem Shemei Atfila. So Lachayre, the Broche fits in. Fakel, Shemei Atfila goes on all Tfilas of Bakoshes. He wants to put a Broche on this. Boruch Ata Hashem Shemei Atfila. Acha Shesayim Dimri Tachnunim. Mi Yushiv, Mi Gune. This is not, it's Mi Gune. Kedamrinen, he brings a Gemara Megillah, Mikan ve'eilech osa l'spoi v'shvachei shol mokeh. The Gemara Megillah says that the Yutchah, they were Mesakin Yutchah's broches, each broches is a mechuvin connected a certain Indian, but now to be Moisef, noch amol a broche, it's osa, it's megune. Klaim ala hoisef broches al eilu. So a person, the Achayinim HaMadayik from Taisus does not say it is a brocha levatole. It would seem since Chazal were mesakin a brocha on Shmiyas Tfile, Kata Shemeh Tfile is called Tabor, Kata Shem Shemeh Tfile, a person, Be'etzim, if he says this brocha in the middle of the day, he's mevakesh al tzroch, and he says, Bor, Kata Shem Shemeh Tfile, it is not a brocha levatole. But al koponim, it is not nice, it's megune. Number one. Number two, vafilu imbol ispalu shmeine esre yoy pam acheres. Now Taisha says, what if he wants to daven over again? Shmeine esre is also, it's also shenire ke moisif ala broches, and that is also not permitted. Oho, da oma le'el o levai shispalu l'odom kol hayoyim. That was a memra of Rabbi Yechanin. Hainu davke Sofek is follow. If he's mesupik, if he davened or not, so then he's permitted to daven over again. Avovadai ukmina leel shapoisik afilu ben sabroche. If he davened once already, then he reminded himself he davened again. Kishmu umash shliach tibul shoyne behem. I the shliach tibul says again shemayne esrei. Haini lahoitzi rabim yidei chayvosom. So this is not a repetition of Shemayne Esrei. This is a tfile to be moitzi rabim yidei chayvosom. So he's saying it for someone. Umashem ispalo belachash. So why does he daven belachash? So lachayre he should be yoitze with, for himself and, yeah. Haini kidei lahazder tfilosoi. To the Mekminen, the Perik Basre, the Rosh Hashanah. It's very unclear which tefillah the Shatz is Yaitza with. I once saw a very interesting Afike Maginim that he wants to fa'emfer the Prisha Zakasha, but it comes out very Mechudish to Klaloche. In Shulchan Aruch it says that when the Shatz is davening Shemayne Esrei, there should be Tisha Oinim. It should answer, that's the Tzura of Tzvilas Chazoras HaShatz. And if you don't have Tisha Oinim, it's Ke'ilu, he's making a brochel of Atol, if they're not listening, so there's no Musig of Tzvila Betzibur, of Tzvilas HaShatz. It's therefore, it's Ke'ilu, it's Aloshnam Darosh, it's Ke'ilu, he's making a brochel of Atol. So, but it's a very edel eloshen. It's ke'ilu, it's a brocha levatole. It seems it's not a brocha levatole. So the preacher says it's really not a brocha levatole. Why not? He says, he brings a raya. The halacha is, what if the shot starts Shemayne Esrei, and a few people leave? Not a nice thing to do, but a few people leave, and you left over with roi. There's a roi left over. So the din is, the shot is allowed to finish Shemayne Esrei. Where's your tisha inen? You only have tisha inen.
Nishkefela. Al Kaponim, that, so you see in Yisod, you do not need all of them to answer. So Memele, so it's not really a brocha levatole. So Rafiki Maginim wants to say, but what's that kipshat? He goofy kashe. How does it work over there also? You don't have the tachlis of the, you don't have the tachlis of the chazoras hashat. So how does it work over there? So the Afikim Meginim wants to say a very mechudish tekinyan. He wants to say in Yisod the tefillah rishayne that the shatz daven is lahazdil tefillosay. The first tefillah is not a tefillah. He's not yaitza with the first tefillah. The first tefillah is lahazdil tefillosay. The second tefillah is yaitza with the second tefillah. So memeila abrocha levatolat zichanat. He's yaitza. This is his shemay nesli. He says it loud. That's lahitzi rabim yedei chavosam. Lashna Taisvis is very unclear over here, because Taisvis has a kasha on the shatz. He says two times the Shemayin Esrei, so Taisvis for emphasis each one. It seems the second time is, the Taisvis is very unclear with which tefillah the shatz is yaitzeh. The second one is lahitzi, and the first one is lahazdev, and when is he yaitzeh? Taisvis is very unclear. But it comes out, according to Rafika Meginim, a very interesting chiddush. Which can happen very often. Sometimes a person goes and davens a shtula Shemen Esra, or after the hoicha Shemen Esra, so a chiyav comes in, he says, listen, I'm a chiyav, he'll daven the hoicha Shemen Esra. So lagabi, him davening the hoicha Shemen Esra is no problem. So he wasn't hazdit philosophy. He can daven the hoicha Shemen Esra without being hazdit philosophy. The shail is the one who davened the shtula Shemen Esra, he was yaitze bechlal tefillah. According to Rafika Meginim, the tefillah is yaitzah with the Eichah Shemen Esrei. So it could be he's not yaitzah.